This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've talked quite a bit in recent months, or at least the last year, about the status of the Warren County Jail, its safety, inmates at the jail, and whether or not a new jail should be built. And there have been some, how shall I say, developments in that lately. So thought now would be a good time to once again talk with Warren County Sheriff Martin Edwards, who is on the line. Sheriff Edwards, thanks as always for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The thing I saw was that I know that in the committee meetings this last week within the county board that that the idea of, I guess, getting a committee together to kind of look into this further kind of came up. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Building and Grounds Chairman Sean Cavanaugh spearheaded an effort to put a citizens committee together to evaluate, independently evaluate, the building as it sits right now, our operations as we sit right now, to make an independent citizens assessment of how things sit right now, and to review what we could do for future endeavors, and ultimately make a recommendation on which direction we should go.
Color me skeptical, as you might expect me to say here, Sheriff, but didn't we just have a report done basically saying that either a lot of work needs to be done to the jail or a new jail needs to be built?
We did, and that study has actually been distributed to the people who will be on the committee.
Okay.
So at least they've got some factual basis to work from. I'm trying not to color it too much myself and let people actually see it, read it for themselves, and come to their own conclusions. So obviously I have some biases, and I'm trying to be somewhat careful not to spill those over, because I think a lot of what's in there speaks for itself. Certainly we and during that time that our operations were suspended, I continually invited people to come through and view the facility. A few did that, and I think that was an eye-opener for people.
Yeah.
But it's going to transcend just what the problem is right now. It's how we're going to address that. And I think having this independent committee is spot on. I don't think there's any secret that there's issues that need to be dealt with, but it's going to be how we're going to deal with them. And I think we both know at the end of the day that translates to how much it's going to cost and what's going to be best, not only for the operational needs of the organization, but as well as what's going to be the best thing for the people who are going to have to pay for it. So, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's somewhat of a painful subject that has to be addressed, but I think we're just at that point now where it's got to be addressed, and I think it is a good idea to have people from all about the county to look at this close in, because let's face it, when you put something out there like that, how much information are people really getting, you know, other than a few snippets in the paper or on the news, whereas you got people from area communities that are here that can go back to their smaller communities and talk about what they've seen. And they'll take those recommendations with them, whether I agree with them or not. At least that's something that will have a citizen's perspective. So I think this is the right direction to go.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I wanted to say too. As much as I've heard you say time and again that now is the time to do something, I also know that attempts to, you know, pay for things in the sheriff's department, the referendums, and tax increases, and things like that have not always gone the way you want them to. So, you know, maybe having a public-based committee is the way to go. So at least, as you said, there's that eye-opener there.
Well, I think there is a lot of a good coming out of that. I mean, let's face it, dollars and cents are hard to come by right now.
You
can see what's going on in the state right now. Nothing's going down, it's going up. And unfortunately, it's something that we're responsible for at local county government to take care of. We have statutory requirements that have to be taken care of, and one of them, of course, is to provide this facility. But if you've got actual local citizens that are involved in the decision-making process, I know that sometimes people are very wary, even on local governmental bodies, you know, as to the need for some of this stuff. Let's get the people directly involved in it, make a grassroots look at this thing. So I highly encourage that, and I do think it's the right thing to do. And no matter what, at the end of the day, this group comes up with, at least we'll know that we've made the proper approach to combat the problem, mm-hmm. and we've done it as a collective people.
During the period of time that operations at the jail were pretty much shut down, and you and Mercer County was housing inmates for you and whatnot, what kind of a cost did that end up being to the department and ultimately the county?
I don't have those figures right in front of me, but I believe during that period of time we spent around $100,000+ just to house people up in the Mercer County Jail. Now, when I say that, and again, I've addressed this in the past, during that period of time, we weren't paying for meals, we weren't paying for medical, we weren't mm-hmm. paying for staffing, so that figure is a little skewed because at the end of the day, the total cost was less than that. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sorry I don't have those figures in front of me.
No, that's okay.
But having said that, appreciate the fact that it created a lot of consternation for our other agencies because they were having to do transports on original arrests. We were heavily involved in having to do transports back and forth for court. And to this day, because of a Department of Corrections notation in the last inspection, we're no longer housing females here.
Wow.
So we are still spending $4,000 or $5,000 a month just to house females in Mercer County, plus having to run them back and forth for court. So, you know, we still have an ongoing issue right now. Now, obviously, that doesn't, the cost isn't comparative to what we had going on while the staffing was gone. You know, certainly we're housing all our males here now, with the exception of a couple of them. So we're moving in that in a better direction, and I think the county board providing a pay raise to the staff to create some stability was very helpful. But we're still stuck with the issue of an aging infrastructure on a facility that's well past 100 years old. It's outlived its usefulness, and it's just time to figure out what we're going to do for the future.
Yeah, I think what I'm maybe trying to get at here a little bit is, while, you know, I can hear the frustration in your voice the longer this goes on, there it sounds like there have been at least a few inroads made to try to make things at least a little better here.
Well, there have, and I was reluctant to follow some DOC recommendations having to do with eradication of a few beds. And again, having the females at another location was a tough thing to bite onto.
Sure. But,
you know, we also have to bow, for lack of a better word, to an upper echelon that to some degree directs how we do business here. So you got to try and stay in compliance with that. You also got to try and keep a decent facility going. But and again, I'm probably flavoring things here a little bit. But again, it's an aging facility where it's difficult to fix things that break, and you've got a lot of infrastructure that is getting old. And how much money can you spend on something to totally rehabilitate it and start over again? Gutting it's going to be a big deal if that's the direction we end up going. But ultimately, getting back on the track here, I want these citizens to sit down and look at all of this without trying to jade it too much.
Mm-hmm.
But let them see the reports. Let them see what's there. Take tours of other facilities to see how they operate and see what we can do to get Warren County in a better state.
And along those lines, how long do you expect this committee to work? What's kind of the timeline here? I know on the one hand you want them to be thorough and do as much research as they can, but on the other hand, as you've said again today, there's not a lot of time here.
I'm not the one driving it, so I kind of don't. I'm somewhat reticent to speak about that because I'm not the one driving the committee.
Yeah.
Sean Cavanaugh, the board, building and grounds chairman, is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a thought afoot that it might meet, you know, several times over the next few months because there's work to do, and you've got civilians that are going to be coming together and learning some things about something that they've never seen before. So certainly, I think as people look at things, more questions are going to arise, so it will be a period of time. I'm not in a position where I want to rush people to judgment. I really think they need to take time make that assessment, ask the questions, be very confident at the end of their examination that we've got everything we need to make a strong recommendation.
Okay. I want to wrap up with this. For folks, I know we talked about this the last time, but from a historical perspective, how old is this building, and was it always a jail facility, or was it something else at some point?
This side of the building where I'm sitting right now was a small jail and a residence for the sheriff.
Uh-huh.
So the steel bars that one would see now to the back of the jail were built right after the turn of the century, but where I'm sitting now is actually older than that. And in those days, the sheriff and his family actually lived here. And I believe the sheriff's wife probably did the cooking.
Ah.
I'm going to tell you, that's not going to fly today.
No. Yeah, something about those pesky government regulations again, right?
Well, not only that, but when your cook can take a rolling pin to the sheriff, probably not what you want anyway. So, no.
But on the bright side, you have bars covering your windows, so you know at least you won't be able to escape if something happens like
that's
that.
That's true.
If you're going to get it, you're going to get it, I guess. But all right, Warren County Sheriff Martin Edwards, I always appreciate your perspective and your time. Thanks again.
Thank you.